Hello to everyone tuning in for today's Lent reflection. This is Amanda, and I will be reading Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me, my strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many of the woes are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all of you who are upright in heart. For me, this passage brought up thoughts about a religious attitude that I've struggled with reconciling throughout my own faith journey. And it's this idea that as humans, we are inherently deficient in some way. It's common to hear believers declare their sinfulness and their failures, their constant fallibility, oftentimes while living lives that look relatively virtuous, all things considered. This has seemed unnecessarily harsh to me, and it still does at times, if I'm being honest. This idea of self-flagellation never made sense to me. After all, aren't we, for the most part, just trying to do our best in a challenging and imperfect world? I admit that I've often thought to myself, what do I have to be remorseful for? Why would I need to seek forgiveness? And even if anything, life should be apologizing to me. These are real thoughts that I wrestled with, and not out of pride, but out of genuine confusion. And in this wrestling, I naturally also didn't understand how God forgiving me was an act of love toward me, because what was there to forgive? This idea calls to mind Luke 7:47, which reads, "Her sins, which were many, have been forgiven, hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." I knew that if I didn't understand what I had been forgiven for, or the necessity of that forgiveness, I would never understand God's love. My understanding of sin, my own deficits, and of forgiveness has changed along with my decision to follow Jesus, but maybe not in the way you'd expect. The key for me was experiencing rather than philosophizing God's love. Previously, I had thought about sin, or in other words, the things I should seek forgiveness for, as a moral transgression, a willful act of emotional or physical violence, abuse. I've come to understand sin more broadly as separation from God, and this has made all the difference for me. Sin is the brokenness that separates us from perfect union with our Creator. Even before I had a personal relationship with God, I held a deep conviction that when someone loves you, you must regard that love with dignity in return, whether or not you've asked for it in the first place. Love is a responsibility. It's important to acknowledge love and treat it with respect. It took experiencing God's love for me to understand that I had disregarded and neglected it. In other words, I had been very separated from God. There is a higher love, one that we have the invitation to aspire to, once we encounter its touch on our own lives. While it may be true I'm not guilty of what humans might consider the most morally reprehensible transgressions, I have and do continually experience separation from God in my life, at various times and in large and small ways. If I think about my relationship with the Lord like any other love relationship, one that has ebbs and flows of distance as well as moments of selfishness or errors in judgment, it follows that I must also work to create intentional moments of recommitment and be quick to humbly admit my mistakes and ask for forgiveness. Like human love relationships, which I believe when successful strive towards the image of love God has written into our hearts and DNA, there are times when I realize that I need to reconcile my actions and attitudes with how that impacts the one I love. In practical terms, this means, like is written in Psalms 32, confessing my transgressions to the Lord. It is in these times and when I'm reminded that God, without hesitation, welcomes me to return close to Him time after time, that I feel the power of God's forgiveness in my life, a love that forgives much and encourages me to love much. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being steadfast in your love for us, even before we knew you. I pray for all of us taking part in this Lent season that you soften our hearts and allow us to embrace the forgiveness you offer us in our individual walks with you. I pray for any of us suffering from debilitating guilt that you give us the strength to accept your invitation back into grace and into conversation with you. And I pray that for those of us struggling to see why we need to seek forgiveness in the first place, that you open our eyes to the reality of your higher love, something we must recognize in order to see where we have room to strive in the way we relate to you and others. Amen.